college in Washington, D.C. for 2 years of college, and then returned to Texas and was going to finish her work at the University of Texas. She was only there about a year when her father died, and that kind of stopped her education.
Did your mother work?
No.
And your, what did your father do?
He was an insurance man. Uh-huh. He was a general agent for an insurance company.
Uh-huh. What kind of jobs have you had?
Well, I spent 4 years in the Army during World War II. Mm-hmm. And when I...
What places did you go while you were in the Army?
I was in Fort Riley, Kansas, Brackettville, Fort Clark, Texas, which is near Brackettville, not far from San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Then I spent a year in Birmingham, Alabama, and returned to Texas. Then I spent 2 years in Europe, a year in England, 6 months in Germany, and 6 months in Norway.
Did you get to learn any of the local languages while you were over there?
A word or two. Tus and talk, things like that. Not much. Thank you.
So what is your family's ultimate ancestry going back to Europe?
There's Scotch-Irish. Mm-hmm. And
by that, do you mean Ulster Scots, that they came from Ireland? They were...
They were would be Northern Irish. There was a little bit of French connection. I had a couple of ancestors that originated in France. Mm-hmm. Lanier's and a couple others. Mm-hmm. But mostly English and Scotch and Irish.
Have you ever gotten to go back to Ireland? And
oh, yes.
Have you met any family from there?
No, I don't know. It would be too far back that I do not know.
When did your family first come to the United States?
A long time ago. I don't know this. On my father's side, five generations back, a McKnight by the name of William McKnight in 1762 bought a farm in Virginia. That's the first notice that I know of him, is his purchase of that farm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know when he came to this country, but he was here in 1762. And on my mother's side, well, also on my father's side, was the Lanier branch, and they came here in 1600s, that's on my father's side. On my mother's side, the same early.
Mm-hmm. That's early, yeah.
They came early.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing.
I've got some records if you really need any.
Oh, well, thank you, but that's probably enough for purposes of the study. But
I have my book here in case you ask me any questions.
Great. We'll take a look at that later. What kinds of organizations have you belonged to in El Paso?
Well, I belong to the El Paso County Historic Society, and I belong to a social club called Caballeros, member of the El Paso Tennis Club. Mm-hmm. I've been served as president of it.
You still play?
No, I don't. My wife does.
Oh, that's great. So what's your religion?
Episcopalian.
Mm-hmm. And you attend which church?
St. Francis on the Hill.
Mm-hmm. And at St. Francis, what do you call the person who leads the service?